We are very happy to welcome a group of high school all-stars, the Will Crandall Group, with their mentor, one of the world's top trumpet players, Marcus Printup. Raised on church music in Georgia, he was a star at the University of North Florida before his career began in earnest, working with Betty Carter, Marcus Roberts, and Wynton Marsalis in the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. He's released several of his own albums, his latest called Lost and a brand new one out soon called Young Bloods. He's also a popular educator at the New School in Manhattan and the Essentially Ellington Competition, among others. Mr. Printup joins the Will Crandall Group, led by the young drummer from Mount Si High School, featuring Santosh Sharma and Ravi Sharma on sax and guitar from Roosevelt High, Jared Byford from Mount Si on trombone, Luis Ross from Edmonds Woodway on bass. Big, enormous thanks to Danny Kolke of Jazz Clubs Northwest for putting this together for us. Please let him hear you. The Will Crandall Project with Marcus Printup.
Thank you.
Project with Marcus Printup, their mentor on trumpet. We've got Santosh Sharma and Ravi Sharma at Roosevelt High School on sax and guitar. Will Crandall leading behind the drum kit. Jared Byford out of Mount Si, along with Mr. Crandall out of Mount Si. Jared on trombone. Luis Ross from Edmonds Woodway on bass. Marcus Printup, you've got a album out now called Lost and the new one coming soon, Young Bloods. You've worked with a lot of young kids, especially as an educator.
And I'm still a young kid myself.
And you are still a young kid yourself. And I know you travel around and you run into a lot of high school bands and all-star bands. What is your expectation when you first meet a young group of high school players?
I have no expectations at all, but when I come to Seattle area, I know it's going to be of the highest of quality, because we've had our essentially Ellington program in New York since 1996. I think 96. Mm-hmm. And every year since they opened it up from a regional to a national, there's at least been three bands from Seattle every year. So I know when I come here, it's going to be swinging. So that's cool.
Now, how was it when you were when you came in to work with these guys? Did it come together pretty quick?
Yeah.
Were there any deficiencies?
No,
it's like, what are we going to do without a piano?
They're playing gigs. You guys play gigs in the city now, right? You should be if you're not. So they're great. I don't have to tell them anything. So that's... We just play.
And we've actually got a band leader here, drummer Will Crandall. Tell us about forming this band.
Danny approached me, I believe it was last year, and asked me if I could come up with a group of musicians to play at Boxley's on like a monthly basis. So the group has kind of evolved over the past year. Our initial alto player is now at the New School in New York. And so we've done some switching around and stuff. But this group, we've been playing together for the past 2 or 3 months, monthly gig at Boxley's for the most part. We rehearse, and it's been great.
Fantastic. And how is it being a band leader? Do you feel like you need to be in charge and direct these guys?
Or is it just, hey,
let's all show up at the club at the same time?
Well, I pretty much pick out what songs we're going to play, but, I mean, these guys are definitely my favorite musicians to play with. I mean, they know what they're doing, and they really... they really get the job done.
Fantastic. I want to talk to Santos on saxophone here. This is a great experience for you guys to be able to play out in the clubs. Are you able to take that back into the classroom setting and help your other students learn
yeah,
more?
Yeah, actually, at Roosevelt, I'm taking a lot of music classes this year because I'm focusing on music for the rest of my life. And I've taught lessons to some of the younger kids in the freshman band and even last year of teaching lessons. So I think it's really important. I go back to my middle school and kind of play with them and try to just foster some, you know, excitement for the music. And I think it's really important to give back to the younger generations and the younger kids.
Right on. It's great to hear that, isn't it, Danny?
Because you're so old.
Yeah. I'm really
17,
old now.
Man.
Yeah. Barely walk anymore. Yeah.
All right, let's hear another tune. Drummer Will Crandall's project with Marcus Printup on the trumpet. What do you got for us next?
Background Music by Warren Marsh. Thank you.
Project live in the studios here at KPLU. Will leading the band on drums, their mentor Marcus Printup at the trumpet. Got Jared Byford on trombone, Luis Ross at the bass, and some terrific solos from the brothers Sharma, Santos and Ravi on saxophone and guitar. Fantastic stuff on background music. Marcus Printup, I'd like to ask you about you work a lot with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Mm-hmm. You also do a lot of small group stuff. And I wonder, for a jazz student learning, is it important to start with the big band and then go to the small group, or does it matter?
Just immerse yourself into music in whatever form. But before I answer that, I want to say that you guys should check out how Luis and Will were in such sync during that entire tune. Will was looking at Luis. He's like, what's next? And Luis is like, I got you. I see so many young players, especially rhythm players, that just play for themselves, just playing time and not looking at anything that's going on, or not hearing the bass or the piano. So that was a great example of what to do. So good job, cats.
Yeah. Yeah, something perfect. You miss on the radio. There's a lot of eye contact on that song.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's checking each other out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, so I started with classical music, of course.
Ah, yeah.
And I didn't find jazz until after high school, like I said. So I was a late bloomer, but the first exposure I had to music was in a big band. And I learned, the Count Basie big band. Sweets Edison played trumpet with them. And also Sweets Edison played small group gigs as well. So I think it's all the same. There's a different concept, because you have to play parts with the big band. But in a small group, you have to play parts as well, but there's more freedom to improvise.
Right.
And I love doing them both. I think they're art forms. We had a conversation earlier about classical music. And I think that jazz is our classical music. It was created here in the United States, so I think that we should start calling jazz classical music as well.
All right. I'd like to ask our high school students what they've learned from working with Marcus Printup. And I want to begin with a fellow member of the brass section, Jared Byford. Tell us if you have any specific lessons you've picked up from working with Marcus Printup lately.
Just about everything. He's taught us, I think all of us, so much over the past couple of days. It's been really fun working with them, and I've really learned a lot.
I caught Jared in that first song just eyes wide open checking out Marcus's solos.
It's like, what?
Luis, I know you wanted to get up to the microphone. Maybe Santos, hold that bass.
Yeah, I mean, for Marcus, I didn't really know what to expect. He came to my school a couple of years ago, but I didn't know what to expect. And I know that some of the people from New York are often like, oh, you have to play this. This is the tradition. But he came in and he was really just inviting, and he helped me learn that it's not about like being killing and like being super good. It's just about the music, and it's about like putting your heart into it. And it was a really cool experience.
Amen.
To play with him.
So let's get a show of hands, and I'll translate for radio. Who here is going to go on to play jazz beyond high school and go to college? I see five hands of all five guys. That's great. Marcus, a question for you then. How does a high school student pick a good college to go to? Are you looking for a great city with a club scene, or a school where you're going to get a lot of classical and variety of lessons?
Yeah, we had this question in a clinic that we did a few days ago. I've been teaching clinics this Monday. We've done, 10 or 12 so far. We have another 5 or 6 to go. And, they get better and better. We get some of the same questions and some new questions, but this was asked a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my answer to that would be to find... Oh, you asked that question.
Yeah. Luis.
At Edmonds Woodway. And I said to find a school to where you know that there's a teacher or teachers that you want to study from, number one. And also find a school to where the teachers are going to be present. Because a lot of jazz musicians who tour have jobs in schools, like myself. And I just had to turn students down at the new school because I'm traveling so much this semester. So I don't want to be on faculty and not be there.
Right.
So just make sure that you have a teacher that's going to be there for you, and I would go for that. And I would even contact the teacher before you contact the college and just get a lesson with them. Say, hey, can I pay for a lesson for an hour? And, you know, just talk to the teacher. Maybe the teacher can help you get in. So find the teachers.
Fantastic. All right. We got one great teacher and five, I would guess, future teachers and fantastic players. Let's hear another song from the Will Crandall Project with Marcus Printup live in the studios on KPLU. Marcus, going to wrap up with one of your tunes.
Thank you. This is a tune that's on my present release called Lost. And it's a song that I wrote for my band director in high school. He's a jazz band director. He could have went and played professionally. He sounded like Dexter Gordon, and he was a bishop. So this is entitled The Bishop for Bishop David Hudson. Rest in peace. Thank you.